Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And last but not least, we have hour number three of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Almost 6:13 here, Chris. The skillet is on our behind. That is not a saying, but that means let's move fast. What do you got, my man?
I've never heard that before. 6:12. And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. Rosh Hashanah officially began at sunset.
Yeah.
Today. It goes on for the next couple of days. Here we'll be talking about that this coming hour. We got a whole series here to kind of bring you up to speed of what is actually going on. Also, I'm very excited about this. Got a chance to talk to State Representative Michelle Saltzman's office today. We've confirmed she will be on our show Friday at 4:20, and we'll be talking about this wonderful program she's really orchestrated, collecting relief supplies for Floridians affected by Hurricane Helene. She's partnering with school district superintendents across Florida's Big Bend area to get clothes and school supplies so the children in need get the supplies they need. She is requesting, by the way, if you can help her out, all sizes of kids' clothes that are new, or as she puts it, gently used, and of course, school supplies. The items can be dropped off at Saltzman's office, 3212, that is South Highway 95A in Cantonment. Again, 4:20 Friday, News Radio 92.3.
And discussions continue on where to take, you know, the homeless people, especially with this new enforcement of, and you know, local governments won't be sued or anything for not enforcing it until next year, but it recently just went into effect officially regarding, you know, you can't have like a homeless person camping on like a public property or whatever. Well, one option is to increase bed space at current shelters using pallet houses. These could be placed for someone who is working their way through a shelter's programs and is ready for their own space, subsequently opening a bed up for someone new. So maybe we'll see something like that develop around here.
You know, it's positive. Good information. Absolutely good information. I do hope you're having a great drive home this afternoon. Hey, we spoke to Mary Riker earlier today during the 4 o'clock hour of the show, and spoke about this really unique event coming over to the Amos Performing Theater over on the PSC campus tomorrow night. It's called Florida Road Trip Pensacola. It's part of this series, this national series, but Pensacola is featured. Starts at 7 o'clock over at the theater. You can meet the show's producers, directors, along with a lot of local actors in attendance for the screening event. And you're invited 7 o'clock tomorrow night, PSC campus, over in the Amos Theater. Also, stocks ending up in closing near record levels this afternoon. Fox's Hillary Barsky has this report.
A choppy trading session with stocks struggling for direction and managing to eke out gains as investors continue to monitor the conflict in the Middle East and the port strike in the U.S. Tech and energy were among the best performing sectors while consumer staples lagged. Shares of Nike were the worst performer in the Dow, today falling nearly 7%. The athletic apparel and gear maker delivered first quarter earnings that did beat analysts' estimates, while revenue fell but was roughly in line with expectations. The Dow winners, Salesforce, United Health Group, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Nike, Microsoft, and Merck. The Dow up 40 points, the Nasdaq up 15, S&P 500 up a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Hillary. Just past 6:15 here. We'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to learn more. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, only had a few issues late last hour. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, and I-10. Looks like a lot of the congestion in those areas has died down. Maybe still a little bit on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's dropped to 81 degrees now. Tonight's low is 71, but as we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 86 and a low of 73 with about a 40% chance of thunderstorms lingering around.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad. I'll take that forecast.
Yeah, I'll take it. Why not?
Okay. Today, the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest continues through Sunday. 127 songwriters are performing at 21 venues across the area. For a complete schedule, including the special events, go to PensacolaBeachSongwritersFest.com. Take care of that.
Also want to give a programming update here. Friday night, ESPN Pensacola, our sister station, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, always has the high school football game of the week. This week's will be Pensacola High School and Booker T. Washington. Want to make that clear. That will be this week's high school game of the week on ESPN Pensacola. And we've been touching on that along with some of the other high school games going on. This looks like a pretty decent week for high school sports, but I digress. We'll touch more on that later this hour. Also wanted to report on this here. The power is back on for most Floridians almost a week since Hurricane Helene made landfall on the Gulf Coast. Governor Ron DeSantis gave an update while in Madeira Beach earlier today, saying that the state has restored electricity for more than 2 million customers, and restoration efforts are still underway for about 20,000 residents, primarily in the Big Bend area. That's as of earlier this afternoon. As communities continue to recover, DeSantis says property tax relief is available for affected homeowners, and tax deadlines have been extended for impacted businesses, and also emphasized how there is zero tolerance for looting in the wake of the storm.
619 News Radio 92.3. Well, we're kind of treading the waters of Helene this afternoon. No time for a bachelorette party when the havoc of a hurricane struck. Fox's Teresa Crowley has more on the details.
A New Mexico judge heard arguments about whether the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, should have her criminal conviction tossed. Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty in March for involuntary manslaughter for the 2021 incident in which Alec Baldwin was rehearsing with a revolver when it went off, killing the film cinematographer and injuring the director. Baldwin was also tried on the same charge, but his case was dismissed because evidence was withheld by police and prosecutors from the defense. Now Gutierrez-Reed argues that her conviction should be tossed on the same grounds. The judge in the case will rule next week on whether to toss her guilty verdict or order a retrial. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Yeah, that Rust production is getting a lot of ink and airtime. By the way, Boat Captains locally reporting a spectacular fishing season now underway. 59 days until the end of the fall red snapper season.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not much of a fisherman, but man, red snapper. You know, I asked you about your favorite food earlier. Yeah, I asked you about your favorite food earlier and your mullet gang.
Absolutely.
But yeah, both are pretty good, though. Here's some good news. A good news story from the state here for you. Hundreds of sailors heading back home to Northeast Florida following a six-month operation. NAS Jacksonville says Patrol Squadron VP-45, also known as the world-famous Pelicans, were deployed to Italy back in April. The nearly 300-member crew were part of a mission that included anti-submarine warfare, intelligence, and reconnaissance efforts. Throughout the deployment, the sailors worked with forces from the UK, Canada, France, and other NATO allies. So good to have those Floridians coming home.
Yeah, we touched on this just a few minutes ago. Pensacola's Jewish community celebrating Rosh Hashanah tonight at sunset. It went into effect at sunset. Do you think it's considered sunset right now, or are we still waiting for sunset?
If not, we're getting pretty close.
Okay, it continues through, it starts tonight, ends after sundown on Friday. High Holy Days continue as Yom Kippur begins at sundown on Friday, October 11th, ends on sunset on October 12th. Services for both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur traditionally bring a large number of area Jews to local temples and synagogues. A very exciting time of year.
Oh, for sure. 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got the one-year anniversary of October 7th, of course, approaching, and what that could mean for the Jewish community, especially in this holiday season. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
One Blood, a national blood donation center, recently experienced a cyber attack that has now affected hospitals across our state. Today, we're calling on all Floridians to consider donating blood to help ensure a strong and healthy blood supply for Florida. The state of Florida is partnering with Life South, Suncoast, and other local blood centers. To find a blood donation center, visit floridadonates.com. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, I'm full of them, man. We were playing Alan Jackson earlier.
Gladys Knight.
Yeah. I'm all over the place here.
No.
It's great. All righty, 6:25.
I have not heard Midnight Train to Georgia in 30 years, probably.
We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Just some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Maybe a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, 81 degrees with a low of 71 tonight and tomorrow, high of 86, low of 73, with some thunderstorm chances.
What would you say if I told you, Austin, by the way, big dogs have the square this weekend.
What do you think? I would not know what you're talking about.
Well, good. It's perfect opportunity to understand what I'm talking about. You can meet, maybe adopt, one of the many Great Danes looking for a place to call home. Get it? Big dogs in the square this weekend. Great Danes.
I get you.
All right. Northwest Florida's Great Dane Rescue Group is holding the 8th annual Dane-toberfest Saturday, 11 to 4 at Seville Square, across the street from Hope Stacy's. You know what? Those are beautiful dogs. I'd like to go down there and just pet a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
Nice thing.
Oh, no, absolutely. And hinted at this before the break, of course, we've got all these, you know, these Jewish holidays, momentous occasions for those with the Jewish faith coming up here starting today. And with the one-year anniversary of October 7th approaching, and it's just a day after Iran fired 200 ballistic missiles at Israel, at least in New York, the police department ramping up security for High Holy Days. Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism Rebecca Weiner says that there will be enhanced patrols at places like synagogues, as well as deployments of heavy weapons teams, and additional cameras are also being deployed at sensitive locations. It's a shame that we got to worry about that, but especially in those bigger cities like New York City, you got to worry about stuff like that.
Boy, you are just impeccable in reading minds today. This is a New York City story, and you know we didn't coordinate this at all. Indicted NYC Mayor Eric Adams appearing in a federal court today. Prosecutors telling the judge it's highly likely Mayor Adams could face additional charges. It's in that corruption case, and others could be indicted. Fox's CB Cotton has the latest on this trending story.
Prosecutors say their investigation is not over, but Adams defense attorney Alex Spiro appears confident that he'll be able to get the bribery charge against Adams thrown out. In court, Adams was quiet and looked straight ahead. Last week, he pleaded not guilty to a 5-count federal indictment, accusing him of accepting about $100,000 worth of luxury travel benefits, free stays and meals at high-end hotels, and illegal campaign donations from foreign donors to include at least one Turkish government official. Prosecutors allege the corruption happened for nearly a decade. Adams' defense team arguing in a motion filed this week that the flight upgrades, meals, and hotel rooms do not count as bribes under federal law. In New York, CB Cotton, Fox News.
And you don't think newsrooms are busy? Have you? The diversity of the stories that we give to you in the afternoon, just amazing.
Right.
Yes, it is busy. And speaking of being busy, if you're a homeowner or maybe a home seller and watching the mortgage numbers today, Mortgage Daily's news is reporting that 30-year rate lower, 6.20%. Borrowing cost of the 15-year fixed rate also down at 5.55%.
Florida CFO warning residents about the dangers of lithium-ion batteries following severe flooding from Helene. Jimmy Petronas says at least 16 battery fires have been reported in connection to storm surge from the hurricane, 6 of those incidents involving electric vehicles. He's urging people who own an electric vehicle, electric scooter, hoverboards, golf carts, anything like that, to check if they are wet, and if they are, the vehicle should be moved away from homes into an open space in case it catches fire. Petronas is encouraging manufacturers to continue notifying customers about these hazards, saying that the vehicles are ticking time bombs. So, while we had limited impact from Helene, very fortunately, if you have electric vehicles like that, be on the lookout for any severe storms like that.
Okay, in the opposite side of the whole spectrum, just go 180 degrees here. Gas prices holding steady today.
We typically have segues. That's the exact opposite.
Yeah, well, the average price per gallon, because we were talking electronic stuff here, so we're going to talk gas prices.
All right.
Price per gallon of regular unleaded, Gulf Breeze, $2.85. Pace, $2.85. Cantomat, $2.75. And Pensacola at $2.67 this afternoon.
Mm. And we had yesterday, Okaloosa County approved just over $10 million to purchase the SS United States, of course, which they want to use as an artificial reef. Commissioner Trey Goodwin says the county will use tourist tax dollars and also have community partners to split the cost. We were touching on that, and we did break it yesterday.
Yes, we did.
But it did come on later in the afternoon, so just wanted to make sure people were aware of that.
Yeah, we did touch on that story right when it broke. We actually jumped all over that one. Hey, don't forget Friday, bands on the block. Blackwater featuring the new Cahoots at Jernigan's Landing in Milton. Curtain rises at about 7 o'clock. You can bring along a blanket or lawn chair for that family-friendly event. Yeah, Milton Crank, Ed Spears and group over there cranking it up Friday night for the bands on the Blackwater. Should be a killer event.
News on Tom Rigotti. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris traveling to states devastated by Hurricane Helene. The president here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
It's going to cost billions of dollars to deal with this storm and all the communities affected. And Congress has an obligation to ensure the states have the resources they need.
The storm is blamed for more than 180 deaths. A federal judge has unsealed a filing in special counsel Jack Smith's election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Here's Fox's Kevin Cork.
A decision coming months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that former presidents enjoy a great deal of immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts committed while in office. The court had ordered the judge to go over all the charges against Mr. Trump to determine whether he had immunity.
The Trump campaign calls it another attempt to undermine democracy. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. An outage at Bank of America has reportedly left some of its customers unable to access their accounts today, while others were left with zero balances, according to MarketWatch. Websites like Down Detector show complaints regarding outages arriving around noon Eastern Time, and by 1:30 p.m., the site had received nearly 20,000 reports. On Wall Street, stocks finished today's session higher, with the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ producing slight gains. Liberty Media-owned Formula One and luxury brand LVMH are entering into a 10-year partnership, which will officially launch at the start of the next F1 season. The first time LVMH and F1 worked together was during last year's Las Vegas Grand Prix. U.S. oil futures for November were up more than 1% today to just under $71 a barrel for November delivery. That's your money now.
I'm Sean Levine with a Sports Minute sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit sleeper.com for more details. Now the baseball playoffs are here. Once we see Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge, to remember how great their regular seasons were, I think at least one of these guys has to actually go out there and go deep in the playoffs. In the case of Aaron Judge, buddy, you better actually go out there and win the whole thing. I'm Sean Levine.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, Dad, Mom wants pizza for dinner. You want to run out?
Sure. I need to get gas anyways. Give me a minute.
Cool. Hey, what's that bottle?
It's Stable. You just add it to the fuel tank, and it keeps these engines healthy. When you start driving, I'll put some in your car, too.
Which one do I get?
How much money you got?
At every fill-up, or when you store, start with Stable.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. As the leader in identity theft protection, LifeLock reminds you to update your passwords. Using the same password across multiple accounts makes you vulnerable to cyber criminals. Updating your passwords is only one way to help protect yourself. For comprehensive identity theft protection, you need LifeLock. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise. Start protecting your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Hurricane Helene threatens the Gulf Coast.
Hurricane warning all along Apalachicola and the Big Bend area.
When you need to know.
I just saw something flash across the screen that there's a tropical storm warning for South Walton County.
When warnings go up, News Radio 92.3's full team coverage goes into overdrive.
Helene has a different story for everybody. Storm surge 20 feet around Cedar Key.
Hurricane season is not over yet.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Typically, around this time every afternoon, we don't see too much going on the roads. That appears to be the case now. Had some issues on I-10 and Gulf Breeze Parkway, but they have both cleared out. So it looks like there's not much holding you up on the roads for too long, at least at this time. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees with a low of 71 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, a high of 86 and a low of 73 with a 40% chance of thunderstorms.
6:37, News Radio 92.3. So you might be thinking NASCAR coming up this weekend. Of course you are. Talladega's rolling this weekend. So that should be pretty interesting. Let me give you the top five drivers in the NASCAR series heading into Talladega this week. In first position, William Byron. In second, Ryan Blaney. In third, Christopher Bell. Four, Kyle Larson. And five, Denny Hamlin, still hanging in there. Good drivers. Anyway, Talladega this weekend. And outside of the oval, I guess, racing in raceways, there's a courtroom on the other side of this thing. Two NASCAR teams are filing a lawsuit over a new revenue sharing model. Fox's Jared Max has more on this trending story.
Basketball legend Michael Jordan is part of a major lawsuit. As co-owner of a NASCAR racing team, Jordan's 2311 Racing joined legal forces with Front Row Motorsports to file a federal antitrust lawsuit Wednesday against NASCAR and its chairman, Jim France. The opening sentence of the lawsuit states, "This is a case about the unlawful monopolization of premier stock car racing by the France family. In order to enrich themselves at the expense of the premier stock car racing teams that fans come out to see and that the sponsors and broadcasters value." The suit claims NASCAR's new charter system limits competition, that teams are unfairly married to the series along with its racetracks and suppliers. The suit states, "Bullies will continue to impose their will to hurt others until their targets stand up and refuse to be victims. That moment has now arrived." Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty, let's see, looking at the MLB side of things here. Of course, the postseason began yesterday, and we've already had a team get eliminated. The Tigers beating the Astros 5-2 today to win their series 2-0 and eliminate the Astros from the postseason. Not going to say who. I'm just saying I'm sure there's a lot of people happy about that. Also, Kansas City Royals in the bottom of the ninth beating the Orioles 2-1. So the Orioles have a chance to get a last-second win here, even the series at one apiece. But if the Orioles lose, the Royals will advance later on tonight. Getting underway any minute now, actually. We've got Mets at Brewers, and we've got the Braves at the Padres at 7:30. The Mets won game one, 8-4 yesterday? And the Braves lost to the Padres 4-0. So the Braves facing elimination. They got to win tonight to stay alive in the wild card round.
All right, while we're talking about baseball, Shohei Ohtani's home run ball that created the 50-50 club is causing some problems. Fox's Joe Morgan has more on the story.
A second fan has filed a lawsuit claiming he had possession of the baseball that made Ohtani the first player in baseball history to have 50 home runs and 50 steals in a season. Joseph Davidov filed a suit claiming that he obtained possession of the baseball on September 19th in Miami. The suit claims that an unknown fan attacked Davidov, which caused the ball to come loose and roll into the hands of Chris Bilanski, the man who left the stadium with the baseball. Last week, an 18-year-old man also claimed that he had possession of the baseball before it was taken away by Bilanski. Ohtani's 50th home run baseball is currently being bid on through Golden Auctions, though it cannot be formally sold until a hearing on October 10th related to the first lawsuit. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, 12 nationally ranked SEC women's soccer teams going to be in town to compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. This is the third year, by the way. Pensacola will host the tournament. Happens in 31 days. And Austin, I don't know, you just checked on this, but the official sunset was 6:32 tonight.
Yeah, we had a texter saying that sunset was officially 6:32. That sounds about right.
Yes, so Rosh Hashanah is officially underway.
How about that? Yeah, that's a wholesome update for us there. But yeah, just looking, I want to touch on this real quick. The whole thing about the baseball. All right, so we heard a lawsuit coming forward about, I actually had the ball, and then XYZ happened, and now they have it. Now we got another lawsuit coming in. Dude, I don't care. If there was a chase for the ball, an exchange for the ball, I'm not saying that someone wasn't a jerk, but if this happened in the stands in the moment and the last person to get the ball is the one that got if they're the one that has it, that's it. I mean, I think this is just kind of dumb. I understand that there's a lot of money on the line here, but this is ridiculous. I'm fixing to file a claim. I saw the ball on screen. I think I saw it before it landed in their stands, so I think I have a right to it.
Excuse me. Somebody throw some cold water on this guy.
Well, I mean, stupidity. Calm him down. Stupidity runs me wild, man.
All right. Of course, fishing is part of the sporting world. Navarre Fishing Rodeo this weekend, Saturday through Sunday, over at Juana's Pagodas on the. It's right there on the causeway. Across the bridge, it's on the right.
Yeah.
Weigh-ins on the beach close to the Santa Rosa County Navarre Beach boat ramp, right actually to the right and behind Juana's Pagodas. So if you want some more information about it, NavarreFishingRodeo.com.
All righty. Thank you thank you very much, sir. And I was making a point, or at least attempting to, if my screen would load here, of trying to look at if we are giving any more Florida State Clemson tickets away, if we're currently slated to do that later on this week. Let's see. So looking at, yes, tomorrow afternoon we do have a pair of FSU Clemson tickets
amazing
to give away.
Amazing.
Yeah, we've already given away a couple this week. Just wanted to see how many more we had to work with. But that will be our last pair from what I'm gathering.
And I'd
here
like for you to put some time and thought into it. Good question.
Yeah, you know, if I, in all seriousness, I know you're joshing me, but in all seriousness, though, I do. I need to remember to put some elbow grease into the questions. I think the one I asked today was decent, especially considering I thought of it off the top of my head.
Well, you literally gave for the past couple of days, because we give away tickets to the Gulf Breeze, Taste of Gulf Breeze.
Taste of Gulf Breeze,
we,
right.
We did, of course, the FSU Clemson tickets. We did that yesterday, too, didn't we?
Yes, and we also...
Symphony tickets.
Yeah, the Symphony Orchestra tickets at the beginning of this week.
Let me go back and refresh your memory. Name an instrument in the symphony.
That was a good one. That start. Hey, listen, Buster. It had to be an instrument that started with a T.
Yeah, there you go.
And we got some diverse answers for that, actually.
First caller at this text number.
Yeah, first you're, texter, never call.
Listen, the audience loves you. You give these things away easy.
Yeah, I'm giving them
rightly
softball
so
questions.
Though. That's here the way it should be.
No, that's the because I don't want to. You know, I don't want a lawsuit on me like with the Shohei Ohtani stuff. I just want it to be first person to get it. Here you go.
We're very excited learning it today. Just before we came on air, State Representative Michelle Saltzman will be on air with us on Friday at 4:20. You might want to write that down. It's going to be great because what she's doing is really good. She is collecting relief supplies for Floridians affected by Hurricane Helene. She's partner with the school district superintendents across Florida's Big Bend, getting the clothes, school supplies to the people that really need it. So if you'd like to help her out, she's requesting all size kids' clothes that are new, or she puts it, gently used, and school supplies. Isn't that soft? That's a great way to say it.
No, that's fair.
The items can be dropped off at Saltzman's office, 3212 South Highway 95A in Cantonment, and at 4:20 on Friday, right here, News Radio 92.3, we're going to talk to her and find out how you two can help those folks out.
Yeah, softly used or slightly used is basically a way of saying don't give clothes that are like, they got holes in them or something, or they're really worn, really weak. Like, come on, people, like, use your heads here. All right, just about 6:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick check, I mean it. There's not too much going on the roads here, as there typically isn't this hour. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, pretty much the same temperature-wise, high of 86, low of 73. But as we bleed in more and more into your Thursday, about a 40% chance of thunderstorms.
You know, it's... I don't know about you, but I'm constantly watching some of the weather. Well, it's the Fox Weather Channel I watch on some of these footages of North Carolina and the devastation that has taken place up there.
Right.
If you were to ask me this before Hurricane Helene even hit the Florida Peninsula, if you would be talking about 170 people dying, I would say you're crazy.
Yeah,
don't think that's going to happen. Anyway, residents in North Carolina continue to pick up. You know, really pick up those pieces following the devastation caused by the hurricane. Fox Weather meteorologist Jane Minar has the latest from Cove Creek, North Carolina.
The babbling stream of the Cove Creek rose more than 10 to 20 feet, overwhelming so many homes. In Watauga County, two people have been confirmed dead due to landslides. Over 2,000 calls to 911 in the first few hours of the storm, and that high call volume has continued. Three cell towers have been restored. Mayor of Boone, Tim Futrell, quoted saying, "We're tired, but we are strong. This is truly an unprecedented storm, as Helene is now the second deadliest hurricane behind Katrina, with more than 160 dead and hundreds still missing." In Cove Creek, North Carolina, Jane Minar, Fox Weather.
Okay, National Hurricane Center forecasters this afternoon still calling the system currently tracking across the southwestern Caribbean today a disorganized mess. They say that. I'm just putting it in the quotation marks. Right. Disorganized mess. Environmental conditions could support some gradual development. A tropical depression could form over the weekend as the disturbance moves fully onto the Gulf. By the way, there is a zero chance of development within the next 48 hours.
All right. Yeah, that's very good news there. And back to the Helene situation. I heard that earlier, talking about it being the second deadliest, just behind Katrina.
And we had about 1,400 deaths.
And that's the thing I was about to say. I know that Katrina is in a league of her own. I mean, that was obviously very devastating. But nonetheless, it's just, I mean, we were talking about Helene and how it was going to, you know, go up the state, starting with the Big Bend, but it was going to be pretty fast. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, just a lot of devastation.
And it
there.
Did. It just blew through Florida. And I don't mean that facetiously. I mean, it just moved very quickly.
Yeah, Florida actually seemed pretty fortunate in a lot of cases.
And then right up through Georgia, and then it started making its impact South Carolina into North Carolina, and bam.
Oh, yeah, just it's been a disaster. Owners of Chevrolet and GMC trucks could receive up to $12,700 in a GM settlement. $35 million lawsuit claims the company hid issues in some of the vehicles with a defective high-pressure fuel injection pump. The class action suit alleges that the part was unreasonably fragile and prone to catastrophic failure. GM denied the claims but agreed to settle to avoid further litigation. Those who purchased a 2011 to 2016 Chevrolet Silverado or GMC Sierra diesel truck can be eligible for a payout if it has the Bosch CP4 pump.
There you go. Century back in the news today, FDOT, the Florida Department of Transportation, saying enough is enough. After many pedestrians have been injured up in Century, FDOT now planning a safety improvement campaign that's going to include two new crosswalks, one for North Century Boulevard. Actually, that's really Highway 29 they're talking about. It's right there at the Century Food Mart, familiar with the area. The second, about a half mile away, just north of Pond Street. FDOT will use federal funds for that project. So that's something positive finally coming to the town of Century.
Absolutely. And ground fighting is happening between Israeli forces and Hezbollah fighters in southern Lebanon. This comes after the Iran ballistic missiles that happened yesterday, with most of them being deterred. Iran said the attack was a response to the killings of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. That's been one of our top stories today, and during a very unfortunate time of the year as well.
Okay, we've been talking about Rosh Hashanah and the Jewish holidays coming up and on the way. The observance of the Jewish New Year is coupled with stepped-up security following an attack on Israel in the Middle East. More from Fox's Cornell Scott.
The celebration of Rosh Hashanah begins at sundown Wednesday and continues through sundown on Friday. The NYPD says it will monitor synagogues and other locations in light of Tuesday's attack by Iran on Israel. Mayor Eric Adams says,
there will be many protections that you will see, and there will be many that you will not see.
Rebecca Weiner, the NYPD's Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism, says as violence continues in the Middle East,
we are here to assure you that New York City remains a very safe place for all.
New York City has more Jewish residents than any city in the world outside of Israel. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
6:50 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got a couple more frivolous headlines for you here, including customs agents, saying that they found something hidden inside a motorized wheelchair. That's kind of interesting. We got details on that and more coming up as we hit this final stretch of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the vice presidential debate, a very good debate. Honestly, the best debate so far. Very civil, lots of very interesting stuff. I gave you my analysis of pretty much the whole thing. We also had a really good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about what it means to have affordable housing, whether that term is even useful anymore, workforce housing, market rate housing, attainable, all of these things. Interesting conversation. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:53 here. We got a few minutes to work with before we get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. So I'll touch on this kind of wacky, weird story that I had picked up on, or not picked up on, but hinted at before the break. There we go. Customs agents say that they found drugs hidden inside a motorized wheelchair at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport. They noticed the cushions were too big, so they sent the wheelchair through an X-ray scanner. Hidden inside were 11 packages filled with cocaine. Homeland Security agents were called in, and the wheelchair's owner was taken into custody. So,
surprise!
Can't trust anyone. I don't know. I guess that's the theme of that story, but take it as you will.
All right. Don't forget, the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest continues through Sunday. 127 songwriters will perform at 21 venues across the area. If you'd like the complete schedule, including special events, just go to PensacolaBeachSongwritersFest.com. While we're talking about the music environment this afternoon, a country superstar helps out the southeastern region of the country. Scott's, this is pretty neat. This is really a very special thing, because these guys are real busy. Fox's Michelle Polino has the details.
Country music superstar Morgan Wallen is stepping up his help for the people of East Tennessee. Wallen is donating $500,000 to the American Red Cross to help his native region recover from widespread damage in the wake of Hurricane Helene. The six-figure gift from the Morgan Wallen Foundation is one of the most substantial donations to efforts helping people harmed by the historic flooding in Tennessee, the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, and other states. On Sunday, Wallen gave fans an update on his family, stating they were safe. He added, "In parts, but many are absolutely devastated, and my prayers are geared towards those." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, looking at PNS International this evening. Looking pretty darn good, actually. Only one flight of concern. It's a Tampa flight, Silver Flight 80. Wheels down 750 now, about 8:30 or so expected. So other than that, all the flights operating really, really good, and cancellation delay free.
Yeah. Almost 6:55 as I'm speaking. I'm stalling. There it is, 6:55, right on the nose. Let's get that last quick check of the roads and weather for this evening. Kind of anticlimactic, but that's how we like our updates here, because we don't want any issues on the roads, and we've got none. So there's some good news for you as you head home this evening. As for the weather, 81 degrees right now, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 86, low of 73. But look out for that 40% chance of thunderstorms. Might get some rain. But as you said, Chris, we've had some beautiful past few days. It's not like we've got some, you know, massacre coming in. It's just some rainfall. Nothing we can't handle.
A little bit of pop-up showers expected.
Right. That's a more formal way to put it.
There okay. Tomorrow evening, go on a local adventure. There's an invitation for you. The Amos Performance Studio on the PSC campus hosting a free screening, a Florida road trip, Pensacola. Happens at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. You can meet the show's producer, director, along with the local actors in attendance for this screening event. Judy Benz is going to be there. She was in it. A lot of big-name Pensacola leaders appear in this thing. Anyway, it's going to be a big deal. They'll have the red carpet all out. Anyway, we had Mary Riker in from WSRE earlier today discussing this event. So it should be a pretty darn good time on the PSC campus tomorrow night.
All right. And new details released today related to former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. In a court filing released earlier today, special counsel Jack Smith said Trump intentionally lied to former VP Mike Pence, state election officials, and the public. The filing alleges that Trump described some of the claims of election fraud as crazy behind closed doors. This all comes following the July ruling from the Supreme Court on presidential immunity that found Trump isn't eligible for criminal prosecution for acts committed when he was in office.
I will tell you this. Florida investigators are working across the state to alert residents of fraud. 13 teams of law enforcement have been deployed to nail insurance fraudsters and looking for fly-by-night construction and recovery scams. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronas has activated the Insurance Fraud Hotline, 800-378-0445.
And also in the state of Florida, Pinellas County officials starting to pick up storm debris in areas impacted by Hurricane Helene. As of this morning, the county said that 364 businesses were damaged or destroyed, I guess equating to about $49 million worth of damages. But residential damage from Helene is estimated at over $2
billion. Yeah, this is sad. This is really a concerning story I want to share with you. Santa Rosa Animal Services confirming today dog adoption operations remain closed at the shelter facility until next Monday. The action is due to a bacterial illness. Shelter medical staff are treating the affected dogs. Cat adoptions still open. They're okay. The shelter will continue with scheduled off-site adoption events this week, only bringing dogs currently in foster care that have not been exposed to the illness.
And we had touched on the death of rapper Rich Homie Quan a couple weeks ago. And Chris, you had that look when I said his name the first time. You're not too familiar with his work.
But, I'm sorry.
The cause of death for him is being labeled as a drug overdose. The Atlanta artist died last month, and a medical examiner said that the combined toxic effects of fentanyl and other drugs killed him. Rich Homie Quan was only 33 years old, and he spoke candidly about his drug use on the hip-hop podcast My Expert Opinion. He said that he had began using them heavily after his 2013 hit Type of Way when he began taking ecstasy.
Oh, okay. I know that we gave some tickets away to the Pensacola Symphony recently, didn't we?
At the beginning of this week, we did, yes.
Okay, music from Romeo and Juliet, Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, featured this weekend at the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's 99th season. Happens Saturday night, 7:30 down at the Sanger. If you'd like some more information about it, 850-595-3880 or go to PensacolaSanger.com. Tomorrow, 5:25. What time we got football tickets to
yes.
FSU
and Clemson. It's our last pair of tickets that we're giving away.
Oh no!
Yeah. So.
Oh no.
Yeah. So get in line for that one, folks. Your room for error is kaput. All right.
Oh, that's disheartening. And don't forget, there's just three. That's the number of Blue Angels practice sessions scheduled in October. The events begin on the 16th, and the team returns from the San Francisco Fleet Week, October 16th. Then October 22nd, 23rd. Those are your dates. Don't forget, you have to enter on the west side over on Blue Angel Parkway. Gates open 9:30. Wheels up for the Blues show, a practice show, 10:30 right there at Far Sherman Field.
All righty, you've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We will see you tomorrow for what should be a beautiful Thursday.
Be safe, everybody. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.